We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. Terriers just earned a 6-2 win at Colgate, clinched a spot in the Patriot League tournament. Coach, you got the game's first goal in the second quarter. Never lost the lead after that, but it was certainly a hard-fought game.
Yeah, absolutely, particularly that first quarter. Colgate came out and gave us everything we could handle. I think they really created a lot of goal-scoring situations, PCs, and I thought we defended really well there. I thought Kate did a really good job just keeping us in the game at that point in time. Then second quarter, I think we finally came out with the front foot mentality that we need to come out with all the time. Started really moving the ball a lot better, finding our strikers up the field, getting really dangerous on attack, and really creating some outstanding goal-scoring opportunities. Second half, I think we did a great job shutting them down defensively. I think they didn't get any PCs in the second half. I think they only had two shots in the second half. And again, I think that was huge because the game was at one point still 4-2 at one point. And it's like, okay, they get one more goal, it could get really tight. So I was really thrilled when we got that fifth and obviously that sixth goal. Caroline O'Brien, again, another hat trick for us. Excited for her. But I think that today was a really excellent team win, though. I really felt we've been really working hard at connections and building the ball up from the back and getting the ball into good scoring spots, and I really felt we did that really well today. And the girls were selfless in the circle, too, making that extra pass to make easy tap-in goals. So overall, a great team win for us, and I could not be more than thrilled that we punched that ticket to the Patriot League tournament.
Talking about connections, the first goal truly was from Borzi to Wetzel to Amalia to Carol in front, and really set the tone and scored goals a bunch of different ways.
Definitely scored goals a bunch of different ways. And again, I think that really came from our last week of practice and just really working on those connections, taking the simple, running early, passing early, and taking what they're giving us, but play with pace and play with speed. And thinking speed, just not the pace of play, but how the decisions we're making. And I think saw that a lot today. Some really exciting attacking hockey by us.
Up front, Pili Alvarez had a great game. Center forward set up two goals for Caroline and really has found a spot up front for you.
Yeah, you know, Pili is such a has a really high hockey IQ. And because the center forward spot is really, it's a linking spot going forward, but it's also a critical position on the press, and it's a critical position in our defensive third. And just her hockey instincts and her hockey IQ really puts her in the right place at the right time. And also she's just so smart on the ball and making the simple pass and getting the defense to bite and then making that pass to make easy goals for us.
Close out non-conference schedule on Sunday against a strong Cornell team. What have you seen from them thus far? Maybe a good test for the last non-conference game.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect test for us going into our last conference game against American and getting us ready for the conference tournament. I'm really pleased we have that on our schedule right now. Cornell's having one of the best seasons they've had in a long time. They beat Syracuse. They're playing really well. They're doing well in the in the Ivy League. I think they made the Ivy League tournament as well. So they're well coached. They have some outstanding players. They're PCAs. They have a drag flicker who we got to make sure that we limit that as much as possible, and come out and just play. You know, see what we can do against a really good team. But I'm glad that we have an opportunity on this trip to play against another really good team and see what we can do.
We're here with Caroline O'Brien, who had a hat trick tonight. Caroline got the team on the board first. And certainly a beneficiary of some good setups, some good passing first from Amalia, then two from Pili.
Yes, absolutely. As forwards, our goal for this game was to really stretch the field and get connections, and I think that's exactly what we did. We were in the right places to finish on cage.
Team knew ahead of time that they could clinch a spot in the Patriot League tournament with a win today. What do you think about the team's response to Tuesday's game and coming out strong and getting a lead and keeping the lead?
I think coming away from our past games, we had a strong game plan on what we wanted to fix for these games coming up. And yeah, clinching a spot in the tournament's really exciting. But we're not going to settle. We're going to keep going until the tournament and then hopefully do really well there.
Your second hat trick of the season. What is it with you getting one and just hungry for more?
Yeah, it's always really exciting. You never know when it's going to come. It just kind of if it's the right game, the right setups, the right passes, it just comes with the game. But I couldn't do it without my teammates. Set me up really nicely today. So very exciting.